This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Last night, the community college organization Achieving the Dream gave an award to Columbus State Community College for increasing student success and decreasing achievement gaps. The school has nearly tripled its three-year graduation rate from 8% in 2010 to 21% in 2017. President David Harrison joins us now from California, where he accepted the award on behalf of the college. Thanks for coming on, David.
Happy to be here, Claire.
Tell us a little bit about those programs.
So among the first things we changed were requiring students to do things to be better prepared to succeed. We implemented a mandatory orientation for all new students. We implemented a student success course that's required. We created a series of interventions around early alert that our faculty and staff were able to reach out early in a course when they saw behaviors that may not lead to success. We've had our English and math faculty that have really been focused on redesigning developmental education. A lot of students come to college not prepared to do college-level work. So they have done some really creative work in getting students prepared more quickly and getting them into their course of study more quickly. The early stage interventions helped underrepresented groups disproportionately. So had a disproportionate positive impact on low-income students and students of color.
What should other community colleges take away from this? What do you think would be transferable as far as what Columbus State has figured out?
I guess the one thing that we feel good about is that a lot of these advances have happened at other colleges at smaller scale. And the ability for us to do this at a large urban institution, creating more access, not less, is something that we really want to hold on to.
When you became president in 2010, the three-year graduation rate was around 8%. Only about a third of students were graduating or transferring. And there were also those success gaps that we've mentioned between not just white and black students, but between students who were on financial aid and those that weren't. Are those problems common in community colleges? Are there more challenges for a community college versus a university?
Well, it's more challenging for open access institutions, and most community colleges are open access, meaning we're not denying admission to anyone, regardless of what kind of test scores they have or anything like that. So the ability for institutions like us to meet students where they are and really put them on a path to reach their goals is not an easy thing to do. So the ability to really understand the experience that different student groups are having and design programs and interventions around that is a lot of what this work has entailed.
What's next?
We are really focused on extending this model of making help unavoidable to the broader community. So, for example, we know that 65% of our students are working 20 or more hours a week. And that makes it difficult to succeed in college. So we're trying to partner with employers. We're extending the same kind of partnership approach to community agencies to address transportation, housing, food, and childcare needs that many of our students have. Again, a lot of our students are paying for their education out of their take-home pay. So the ability for us to make it as a community to make it easier for them, eliminate some barriers to their education is really the way our entire community can advance.
President David Harrison, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Claire. Appreciate your interest.